It's almost Labor Day, which means it's almost time for the annual Jerry Lewis Telethon for Muscular Dystrophy. But for the first time in 46 years, Jerry Lewis won't be on the show. The 85-year-old comedian has been dropped from the program for reasons still unclear. He has offended some over the years with insensitive remarks about women, gays, and people with disabilities. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, Lewis has also raised more than $2 billion for those he calls Jerry's kids.
Can you take the lights down, Lee? Because they are so bright, I can't even think.
If there are iconic TV moments anymore, this is one of them. A ragged Jerry Lewis after hours pitching for muscular dystrophy, singing his signature song.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Or a Lewis overcome by emotion, trying to hold back the tears.
I know the feeling of all my kids tonight. They are so lucky to have you.
Earlier this year, Lewis said his long run as the king of telethons was coming to an end, that he'd make his final appearance on this year's show. Then last month, the Muscular Dystrophy Association abruptly announced that Lewis would not appear at all. Neither Lewis nor the MDA will explain why. In any event, the earth shook for some when they heard that Jerry was out.
As a fan of Jerry Lewis, I'm upset. Of course I am.
To say that James LaSorenza of Stamford, Connecticut is a Lewis fan is an understatement. LaSorenza, who's 24 and has cerebral palsy, has spent half his life volunteering and raising money for muscular dystrophy. When I called, I asked if he could turn off some music in the background while we did our interview.
Hang on 1 second and I have to wheel over. Ironically, it's Jerry singing.
It turns out he was watching a DVD of an old telethon, something he likes to do.
Okay, I shut Jerry off. Sorry about that.
LaSorenza says he loves this guy and everything he's done for the cause, including raising all that money.
Let me hear it. Do it.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah! Oh, that's nice.
LaSorenza worries what will happen now, that people will be so upset that Lewis isn't on the show.
They're going to be like, I don't want to give. I think the right thing to do is to let your heart be your guide and to give in honor of Jerry Lewis.
And it's become a passionate debate online. Some on Facebook say they're so angry about the Muscular Dystrophy Association's treatment of Lewis, they'll never give again. Others say the controversy shouldn't stop people from helping those with a serious disease. And there are some who are just glad to see Lewis finally leave the stage.
It's good to see him gone. I mean, we've had disputes for many years.
Mike Irvin has spinal muscular atrophy. He was one of Jerry's kids back in the 1960s. But as an adult, he started Jerry's Orphans, a group opposed to what it says is the telethon's portrayal of people with disabilities as victims to be pitied.
I think that nobody really stops to think about how it makes a child feel to be held up as the, what they call them, I guess, ambassadors now. Really what they're saying is that this child really has very little future unless you come through.
But the Muscular Dystrophy Association appears to have been more concerned about demographic and broadcasting changes than the disability rights community. Telethon receipts have been down recently, and last year the charity said it would shorten the show from 21 hours to 6 and air it only on Sunday night. Laura Lee Frieda is executive director for South Central New York MDA. She thinks this will boost donations.
It's going to be a more concentrated viewership rather than the spread out viewership that we may have gotten on Sundays. Also, we've been able to enlist big national talent.
Singers such as Celine Dion and Jennifer Lopez. Still, James LaSorenza thinks a big opportunity has been lost, that this year's show could have been a grand farewell to a cultural icon.
If this was done properly, then this would be akin to my generation's Johnny Carson send-off. And we would have had the most watched telethon with the most pledged dollars ever.
But at this point, without the star of the show, that seems highly unlikely. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
You will never walk alone. Thank you. Good night.
You're listening to All Things Considered.